He stopped and looked up at me with his weird yellow eyes. I don't like this nice doggy business. It's unnatural. It's unwholesome. And it causes problems. I turned a sneer toward Drover. Did you hear that? He doesn't like our nice doggy business. Ha ha! Drover didn't laugh, so I whirled back to the cat. Is this a joke? Look, kitty, for the first time in history, I'm on good terms with Sally Mae.
I know, Hanky, and I don't like that.
I turned to Drover. This cat is insane. He's twisted. If he thinks we're going to...
I think we'd better do it.
I was so shocked I couldn't breathe. I motioned for Drover to join me in a high-level conference off to the side where Kitty Eavesdrop couldn't hear us. Drover, his terms are totally unreasonable.
Yeah, but he's got us over a barrel. It's the only way we'll get our lives back.
So, you think? Drover nodded. I heaved a deep sigh. This was one of the most difficult decisions of my whole career. I paced back and forth for several minutes while Pete licked his front paw and Drover fretted. At last, I reached a decision. I marched back to the cat. Okay, Pete, you seem to be holding the big cards. He grinned and batted his eyes.
I thought you'd think so. No more nice doggy?
No more nice doggy. And you'll come back to the yard tonight? Pete nodded. Okay, you've got yourself a deal. Now let's put this whole ugly episode behind us and get down to the yard gate. We've got some scraps we need to fight over.
The three of us started walking back to the house, with Pete between us.
He glanced up at me and said,
You know, Hanky, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah? You make me sick. You make me ill.
But you love it, don't you?
Shut up, cat!
5 minutes later, we were fighting over supper. The scraps were great, and we dogs got more than our share. Tee-hee!
Drover and I chased the cat up a tree and spent the next 2 hours gloating, taunting, and barking our hearts out at...
Oops. Until an inflamed Sally Mae came to the door, screeched at us to be quiet, and threatened to send Loper out with the shotgun.
Hey, it was the good old days again. We'd gotten our lives back and...
Do you find this confusing?
I do. And I think it's gone far enough.
Case closed. Something's wrong with that cat.
He's twisted. And I mean really twisted.